Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we one tweet and the market's just kind of crashed today.
Yeah, no, that's right, Randy. We saw a tweet Sunday from President Trump and indicated anyway he was taking a harder line on U.S.-China trade talks, very important to the agricultural markets. And we just sank after that tweet as we opened up last overnight. And the only markets really finished a little better was the wheat market, and it's down at 10-year lows, so we did get some bounce and fund short coverage.
Right. Although maybe a moral victory here because we're well off our lows.
Well, we are. We know today that the Chinese delegation is still coming to the United States, but we don't know if Liu He, the chief negotiator, is coming. Hopefully, we expect to learn that overnight. But again, it gives some hope anyway that maybe it's just a lot of tough talk and the Chinese still can get together with the United States and strike a deal. We'll know something later this week.
Right, right. And that kind of spilled over into the livestock markets too.
Well, it really did. We saw the hog market limit offer throughout much of the session. June hogs were limit down. Cattle sold off, relatively speaking. And so we're looking for a weaker cash cattle trade and a cutout decline this week. And the premiums of June hog futures of the cash market should also be a point of weakness. So a lot depends on this U.S.-China agreement, what tariffs are in terms of livestock products on a retaliatory basis from China, and where we really end up in terms of tariff levels from the United States.
Right. On top of that, maybe a little clearing in the weather, at least here in the Northern Plains.
Well, that's right. You're going to be warming up a little too. So maybe some spring wheat and some corn seed will go in the ground. We're still quite wet here across the Midwest, but no, the Northern Plains and portions of the upper Midwest will have a chance to plant. However, back in the central areas, we're going to need at least a week of dry weather before we can firm soils up enough to get heavy machinery out there. And at just about at that point, we get another rain chance in the 9 to 15-day time frame. So we're a little concerned about planting progress and whether farmers will take the prevent plant option. We'll see how that all bears fruit as we head into the latter half of the month.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Really, that's about it. It's a very political market right now. Trump and Xi are the key players, and whether or not we get a deal will determine price action longer term.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.